The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. As we gather on this now the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, we hear of the famous "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things" line from our Lord in the Gospel. But in this context of this episode in the life of our Lord, we can see very clearly played out our own lives, huh? I mean, how easy is it for us to identify with Martha? Right? We are busy and anxious about many things, huh? Amen? I mean, who isn't? Right? We are all anxious. We're all busy with many things. We got a lot to do, and it's all very important. However, Martha's complaint, and often it can be our complaint, shows our attitude about all of this work. Instead of approaching work and the daily duties we have to do as a father or mother or whatever our job is, instead of approaching it with a heart filled with gratitude that we have something to do, that we're able to do it, instead of approaching it with that humble attitude, we approach it kind of grudgingly. "Lord, do you not care that I have to do all this stuff? Get somebody to help me," right? Instead of approaching it with a humble attitude, we approach it kind of bitterly. And our Lord looks at us just as he looks at Martha and so says those exact same words. There is need of only one thing. There is only need for one thing. And we know what that one thing is, huh? Do we? We not know it up here, huh? We know what we need, right? We know that our relationship with our Lord is all we need, right? We need that more than the next breath that we take, the next meal we eat. We need, as human beings, to be desperately in love with our Lord and always seeking to grow in that personal relationship with Him. Without that, we live, at best, mediocre lives. We need that. And this is what our Lord is talking about, and it will not be taken from those who are seeking it. And so you might now be asking yourself, "Well, Father, that's very well and good, but you don't know me. You don't know my life. You don't know how crazy it is. You don't know how crazy my husband is." Right? "You don't know how crazy my boss is. You don't know how insane my children are or how busy they are. You don't know it. So it's easy for you up there to tell me that I need to spend more time in prayer and contemplation or working on my relationship. You don't know." And I, point granted, I understand. I am not you. I don't have four kids all in extracurriculars. I don't have a wife. You're right. However, I do know something about prayer. And I do know that without it, without a real, substantial, daily, or consistent prayer life, all of the things that we attend to, all the things that we have to attend to, our duties, will always be approached kind of in a way that's not as good as it could be. And we'll never be saints. We'll never be glorious saints if we don't have substantial prayer lives. And so, Let me give you today a tip. One, or maybe a tip's kind of a flippant word, but maybe a more substantial method of something that you can do this week to start growing in your prayer life so that next week you could see some noticeable differences. Next week's gospel is Luke chapter 11, verse 1 through 13. Just think Luke 11. It's just the first part of Luke 11. Next week, when you come back to church here, either at the 4 o'clock Mass or maybe tomorrow, at one of the 3 Masses tomorrow, I want you to have spent a substantial amount of time looking at Luke 11, chapter 1 through 13. Read through it and pray with it. Open it up. Get your Bible out, or if you don't have a Bible, use your phone. You know, the Google internet works well as well. And spend some time every day. Take 5 minutes and sit with Luke 11, 1 through 13, and pray with it. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide your time with it. Doesn't have to be fancy. Doesn't have to be elaborate. You don't have to say the right thing. You don't have to think the right thing. You don't have to feel a certain way. You're just doing it. You're being available with our Lord. You're going to kind of put a timeout on all the other craziness in your life for 5 minutes every day. And with Luke 11, 1 through 13, you're going to ask our Lord to speak to you. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And pray with Luke 11, 1 through 13, every day for the next 6 days. And I can promise you, I would bet the farm on it if I had one. If you spend at least 5 minutes every day with Luke 11, 1 through 13, or it could be the first reading from the first reading, it could be the second reading, it could be the response to the psalm, it could be all of them. But I just say Luke 11, 1 through 13 because it's the gospel. But if you spend that time with our Lord and you approach it kind of with the spirit that Mary approached Jesus with, sitting at his feet, listening to him speak, you will start to learn what it means to be in love with our Lord. And you'll start to see how it affects every aspect of your life. Because men and women who pray often, men and women who often go to the feet of our Lord like Mary did, approach all of their duties in life with heroic charity, or at least more often than not. Men and women who pray consistently find it easier to overcome the habitual sins that are plaguing their lives. Men and women who pray consistently and often find the strength they need to be able to overcome all of the inevitable dramas that come with life. Men and women who pray consistently and with great fervor become saints. So the choice is yours. This week, and really every week of your life, every day, you have an opportunity to engage with our Lord in prayer. It's our life. It's our breath as Christians. It's everything. Today, let us ask our Lord, as we receive him in Holy Communion, the font and source of all glory and love and grace. Let us ask him as we hold out our hands or receive him on our tongue to give us a desire to consistently pray with him. Not just on Saturdays or Sundays. Today at this Mass, let us humbly approach our Lord and ask him to give us a spirit of a desire to pray so that we can be more like Mary and less like Martha, burdened with many cares. Amen.